This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, so here's the big question, everybody. The central question this morning, and that is, where do we go from here? What's the plan? What's it going to look like in 45 days when we got to get a budget and we got to get all that stuff passed? But first, we got to get a speaker because Kevin McCarthy was ousted on Tuesday. We're going to be talking about that and much, much more as we head through hour number four here of the program. Glad to be with you. My name's Kyle Warren, and glad that you're spending some time with us here this morning. And our call-in line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we are the place you want to be for politics and news talk through the overnight hours in America. And we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, by way of Southern California this morning, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course up on the satellite by the GCN network. A shout out to everybody working at GCN this morning. And if you're streaming the show, we want to welcome you as well. If you're working across America, if you're just starting to wake up, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going, if you're trucking across the highways and byways, we are glad to be with you. Once again, our toll-free line, 1-877-969-8600 is the line if you'd like to call in and opine. All right, Mark Walters is traveling this week, so he won't be with us here this morning, but we wish him very, very safe travels. Hopefully he'll be back, I think, in the next 2 weeks, I believe, but perhaps sooner than that, and we sure hope so. But once again, safe travels to our good friend Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. All right, so folks, once again, it was a sea change. We've had another big thing happen in our country, in our government, in our lives, with the first time ever ouster of a Speaker of the House, and it's a very, very, very big deal. We want to know your take on it. Once again, 1-877-969-8600. But this is what it sounded like earlier on Tuesday, a very, very historic announcement. And here we go with this. Here we go.
On this vote, the yeas are 216. The nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
And there's, again, the gavel. We've been hearing that sound clip throughout the hours this morning. And it is historic. There's no doubt about it. And so, again, we've got some possible contenders who might want to become the next Speaker of the House. And that starts with Steve Scalise. You've also got Jim Jordan, who might be in that mix as well. But I agree with Denise Simon, who we were talking with just a little while earlier here on the program in hour number three. And that is, well, you know, she likes him on the committees that he's on right now, doesn't want him to change. But obviously, you know, there's a lot of change happening. And we'll talk about a couple of different angles on this here in just a moment. We also want to bring you up to date on the other big breaking story that happened overnight. This is in Baltimore, Maryland, where there was a shooting on a college campus, Morgan State University. We understand there was a shooting outside of one of the dorm buildings there. This all during home homecoming week, where they have their celebrations and so forth, there have been five victims. Four of them are students, but they all, at least according to the information we have up to this point, all appear to not have life-threatening injuries. So that is good. At the same time, a non-life-threatening injury is still a horrific injury if you have a gunshot injury. So our prayers go out to them for sure. Obviously, this is something that is very, very difficult and just unthinkable to us. So our thoughts and prayers, in the most real sense of the word, go out to these folks and their families, their friends, their loved ones, as they all are going to be dealing with this. The suspects, we understand, are still at large. At least we don't have any reports that any have been caught as yet. And there could be up to three suspects. Again, according to these early reports, SWAT teams were there. They cleared out a couple of buildings, and then they did lift the shelter in place for the campus there. But again, hopefully there's going to be some major developments as the morning goes by and the sun comes up and they're able to continue their investigations. But we understand the response from the police and the first responders was very, very quick, and it's very, very sad story, of course. Too many things like this. I mentioned earlier that my first reaction when I saw this late last night, I got in touch with my two kids who are both in college and live on college campuses, just to check in with them, as I'm sure many parents across the country were doing. We've got Ian in Clearwater. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment about the speaker thing. And this, you know, this has been floated last couple of years. I'm not a Trump supporter. I want to make that clear. I'm not an opponent at this point. I'm just seeing what's happening. I think they ought to vote to make Trump the speaker, because this whole country, this whole government, this whole governmental system is so dysfunctional, such a clown show. So I think them putting Trump in there would touch off what we need, which is a total, complete collapse. We need anarchy. We need chaos. We need revolution. We need a dollar collapse, because this whole thing,
as
far as I'm concerned, is beyond the whole system's like a crack addict. It's not going to reform itself. We need to collapse. We need to clear this table and reset to a true republic. And if Trump being in there, that's like waving a red, that's going to hasten the end of this oligarchy. So that's what I want. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's what I want.
Well, thanks, Ian. We're heading to the break, but thanks for calling. Ian in Clearwater, and we'd like to hear from you as well, Ian. So take care of yourself this morning. All right, folks, we're right back after this. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you in the early morning hour. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, and if you're heading out on the highway here in what is the 5 o'clock hour right now on the East Coast, hour number 4 of our program, but if you're starting to head out on the highway and you're taking us with you, we really appreciate that, and be safe out there, have some safe travels, of course, and we have a lot more to talk about as we continue across the overnight hours here in America. Kyle Warren with you, and of course, the telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. We want you to stay tuned as well, because coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got Patrick Hyland. We're going to talk about some sports, of course, and then at 5:45, or a little about 10 minutes to the hour, we've got Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, and he's going to be talking with us about consumer issues and also, of course, about real estate as well. I've got a great question, actually, for both of them. So stick around and stay tuned for that. All right, this portion of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow. And, of course, listeners to the program know that we talk about MyPillow often, especially the new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets. You know, everybody in my family sleeps on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor and I, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We love them. She gave me the slippers for Christmas this last year. She loves her pair of slippers as well. So you can't go wrong. That's what we're saying. And they've also got these real deep discounts that are going on right now at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check them out. You just want to use the promo code CAPTAIN when you're ready to check out. Just use the promo code CAPTAIN. It's that simple. And if you'd like to talk to a real person, they have real people, and you can call them at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Check them them out. They'll be happy to help you. And, of course, once again, don't forget, use the promo code CAPTAIN. Well, you know, when we talked to Ian in the last segment, and, you know, and I appreciate some of the humor in that, but basically that is kind of this notion that people feel that things are really broken, that maybe something has to happen where you're going to sort of come out of this and have some kind of fresh perspective. Now, I don't know that you need a collapse of everything and so forth, and again, I understand the humor behind it, but what Ian was talking about fundamentally, I think, is this notion that, you know, people want to have some kind of fresh look or fresh start with all this stuff. Because otherwise they look at it as being sort of this thing that just kind of keeps going and going and going. So the other side of the coin here, you know, we've been talking all morning about what's happening to the Republican Party. And yes, of course, they are divided. They're not monolithic. It's not like the Democrats. And we know that. But to some degree, maybe this also brings to the fore for people who aren't invested in politics on a daily basis, that they kind of look up and say, what's this big news story all about? This is big time. Maybe we should be talking about the border. Maybe we should be talking about the deficit. Maybe we should be talking about, you know, Ukraine funding and all these things. And then that way, you know, maybe we make some headway on it. So we don't know what's going to happen until we get there, right? They're supposed to reconvene in a week. They're going to have to elect a speaker. At this point, I don't know if anybody's, you know, making odds or anything like that, but, you know, something else could happen in a week. Because it goes to my theory, right? That we just keep seeing sea changes and seismic shifts that the likes we've never seen, one after the other. All right, we got a caller calling in. We got Jack in Tampa. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I really appreciate that earlier speaker you had on talking about reality, that these
Ian?
Republicans
yeah.
are just not doing what they say they'll do. I mean, for example, look at what Trump ran on in 2016. Health care, infrastructure, debt, and ending the war. He did nothing on health care. Nothing, even with a Republican Congress. He did nothing on infrastructure. Zero. Biden's doing more than that with his. You know, I don't like everything he's doing either, obviously. But the debt, $7 trillion. He's added more than Biden's added, and he didn't end the war. But you know, more important than that, like your guest was saying, everybody that's listening out there, everybody in this country, we all need to get off this Republican, Democrat, culture wars. We need to unite for effective government. You know, how about they fix the traffic for us? You know, or fix our airports, or, you know, do some dadgum thing for us instead of just, they get up there, they start these culture wars, and then they just all rip us off. I mean, not all of them. They're not all corrupt, but I mean, we all see it. There's corruption on both sides, and, you know, we need to get smart here. You know, let's wake up and like your guest was saying, forget about parties, vote for the person.
Right, yeah, that was Chris Markowski. Yeah, he's very astute on these things. That's for sure, and I think that does resonate. But you're right, Jack. I mean, there needs to be some kind of shared purpose, shared values, shared vision of what it means to really rebuild the country and make it stable again. But it seems like we have so much that's tearing us apart that just overshadows everything. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and the politicians, they're promoting that. It reminds me, you know, remember the Rambo movie where Rambo got everybody shooting at each other while he walked away? That's
right.
What these politicians remind me of. They got us all shooting at each other, and they sit up there and do whatever they want. Nothing for us.
Indeed. Well, and that's because it becomes a perpetual power thing where we just want to keep getting reelected. And you're right. Sometimes it gets out of touch with what the people are really expecting or wanting, because everybody is getting up in the morning and they're trying to get their job done. They're trying to earn a living. And they look out and they say, well, this needs to be better.
Amen. And it could be. If we would just unite.
Well, exactly. Unite and crack down on crime and do all these things that need to be done. It's so that decent people of all walks of life and of all races, creeds, and colors, right, can go about their life in peace. I mean, this is the thing. There doesn't seem to be peace in people's lives where they feel like, where's the next shoe going to drop?
Yeah. Really. Well, again, I really appreciate that earlier guest. Hope you have him on more.
Oh, we do. Chris
is
really
do good for the country.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that you appreciate it. We appreciate you, Jack. Thanks for calling. We got one other call coming in here, but call anytime.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Jack in Tampa, everybody. And, I appreciate what Jack is saying very, very much. And we do need to, regardless of, you know, people who are neighbors, typically, even if they're Republicans and Democrats, they typically can have, you know, some kind of meeting of the minds on different things. A lot of times when it gets into the actual arena of politics and so forth, it starts to really get a lot more more difficult to do. And by the way, don't forget as well, and Jack was talking about Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, by the way, on AM 860 The Answer and AM 930 The Answer, and you can hear his program every Sunday at 5 p.m. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Great friend of the program and a great guy to boot. All right, well, before we get to our bottom of the hour break, we want to go 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need to. It's clear. You can't vote for Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump or nothing. Okay. You see the corruption in the courts. You see the corruption in with Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland. There you go. Merrick Garland, you're corrupt. You're going after Donald Trump. You've spent hundreds of millions of our dollars going after Donald Trump on false allegations and wasting our time and wasting our money, okay? You're a disgrace. Christopher Wray's a disgrace. Joe Biden is a disgrace. The Pentagon is, we're not giving the Ukraine, fight for yourself. Get your freaking air for $6 billion when we don't have it. McCarthy, you're out. You're a loser. I want that $3 trillion back. They just gave a continuing resolution to Joe Biden. If you're an American and you don't vote for Donald Trump, you're an idiot. Let's go.
All right. Well, thank you, Todd. Todd in Tampa, everybody. 60 seconds with Todd. And we're going to be back in just a matter of a few minutes after we pay a few bills. And you hear a couple of different messages. Kyle Warren with you. Back with Patrick Hyland right after this.
Insight. Passion. AM 930. The Answer. Online at the...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy says he will not run again for Speaker of the House. He was given the boot yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. It is the first time in U.S. history that the second in presidential succession has been removed. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until the House holds a Speaker election next week. Authorities in Charm City say five people were shot last night with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at Morgan State University in Baltimore. A suspect or suspects remain at large. Amani Jackson witnessed the event and tells her story to WBAL-TV.
We're at the coronation. That's basically when you celebrate our Mr. and Mrs. Morgan State. And it was the first time being introduced to campus. And then we were all there to celebrate them. And then walking out, that's when we saw everything going on. And we were going back and forth trying to figure out which door we wanted to go through.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, bringing this back in here at the bottom of the hour here on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning. And don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600, especially if you have a question for our guest who's going to be holding on the line here for a moment. And we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, of course. And but before we get to Patrick, we want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor, and you want to head over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and you're going to be able to find the 1995 3-week quick start there, and you want to check it out because Relief Factor works. That's in a nutshell. It works. That's why people take it, and many of the problems that a lot of people face, namely inflammation and such, that's exactly what Relief Factor is designed to help control and to address. It does this because of the ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. And if you take it the way it says, you should know in about 3 weeks if it's going to work for you. Maybe 2 or 3 days, we've heard from some people. But everybody's different, but you want to check it out. No drugs, by the way, in Relief Factor. Check them out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995. 365 3-week quick start is what you're looking for, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, folks, so once again joining us, Patrick Hyland, and he is the insurance quarterback and sports extraordinaire expert. So welcome, Patrick. I think I got that right, didn't I?
You did fantastic, Kyle. Yeah, insurance is the main thing, and sports is always fun to talk about. And I enjoy them both and try to do my best in both to help out people be informed and do the right thing. Yesterday in Tampa Bay, the Texas Rangers beat them 4-0, Kyle. They could muster one run across the good old plate there. Tough outing for the Tampa Bay Rays. They'll do it again today at 3:08. We'll see if the Rays can rebound. I sure hope so, Kyle. Last year they got bounced in the first round to Cleveland and only scored one run in the whole series. Not good. So let's hope the Rays can rebound. The old Twinkies, as we affectionately call them, Minnesota Twin Cities. They had the cool uniforms on yesterday with the Twin Cities across the chest. I kind of dig that. I did like that. And they beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1. So the AL East, great division, just didn't represent too well yesterday. We'll see if they rebound today. And then near and dear to you, not too far from you, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They play your Anaheim Angels once in a while. They took care of the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3. That was a weird one. Milwaukee was up 3-0. Corbin Burns, a great pitcher, then just kind of faltered and gave in to Arizona, and they overtook them and made it happen. And then the Phillies beat the Marlins 4-1 in the night capper to end the whole playoff series yesterday. It's kind of neat, Cal. They'll do the same thing again today. You know, you have a game at 3, game at, you know, 4, and a game at 7, game at 8, and they just kind of mix and match it all around. So it should be a lot of fun for everybody to check out.
Yeah. Well, I agree completely. You know, one of the things I love about the playoffs is that you really start seeing some of these plays that just defy gravity, you know, or just defy, you know, understanding. How did they do that? Or how did they make that catch? Or how do they jump so high to get it? You know, but it seems like there's a special energy in the playoffs, don't you think?
There is. You know, we're all humans. You know, there's more to play for now than the regular season. And adrenaline can make you do some great things and bring out the best in you. And that's what occurs. Very good observation there, Kyle. And, you know, I just wanted to be competitive and be enjoyable for the fans, because that's what it's all about. That's the main thing.
Indeed.
Now, we'll have a little football tomorrow night, a little Thursday night football. Be fun for the folks to watch. And at least they spaced it out good this year. You know, baseball will be a travel day tomorrow, and then we'll get to watch the game tomorrow night. So we'll see what happens there. I look forward to Thursday night games. I don't think it's the best for the players, though, but it's fun for the fans. I'd rather just see two Monday night games myself, Kyle. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, you're right, because right in the middle of the week, more or less, I think that's what you're kind of talking about, right? The Thursday nights, it's in between Sundays and Mondays, and, you know, by the time they kind of recover from the game and get to where they need to go and all that, then suddenly they're playing again. So that can be a little bit of a drag on the player, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Chicago Bears, they haven't won a game all year, 0-4, and they'll take on the Commanders of Washington, formerly known as the Redskins, okay, at 8:15 tomorrow. And I don't know. I think Washington will beat them. So they're going to be 0-5 unless something drastic happens. So, mm-hmm. And then we'll have a good slate. The Jacksonville Jaguars stayed overseas, and they'll be taking on the Bills Sunday at 9:30. What's your thoughts about those early 9:30? I know it's 6:30 out in your neck of the woods, so that's kind of tough for people. But I guess if you're up, you're going to love it. And watch
well, that's right. Yeah, that's right. In terms of timing of the games, yeah, I can't imagine something starting around 9:30. Gee whiz.
Yeah, it's just funny how that works. And then you know, I talked to NCAA football this weekend coming up on Friday's show, and that should be some better contests this week. A lot of teams were off last week. There were only a couple really great games. But this week's going to be different, and a lot of teams are undefeated in college ball. So we'll see how long it takes for a couple of these to fall when they play each other, and see what comes about here in late November and December when they have their playoff games in the divisions and the conferences. And then we'll get a better understanding of it. I like the fact that they're going, I don't know if 12 teams is the right number, but four is definitely not enough. So I thought eight would be the number, but we'll see. If they go to 12 games, I'm okay with that, Cal, as long as they maybe eliminate some games during the year for the kids. I don't want these college kids having a pro schedule. I don't think that's good.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, speaking of pros, just switching back briefly here, it looks like Aaron Rodgers says he also has an ankle injury, evidently, in addition to the Achilles tendon tear that he has as well. I mean, so it just that's just piling on. I mean, it's not going to affect that he won't come back. He won't come back this season anyway, but it's kind of sad that on top of all that.
Yeah, I figured he had some sort of ankle sprain when that happened like that. So, you know, that'll heal a lot quicker than the tear. So he'll be okay. But you're right. Just had an insult to injury to his situation.
Yeah, I mean,
turf there. You know, let's fix the turf there at the Meadowlands. That was partially the problem. And I just wish they'd all go to grass, all go to dome stadiums. And I think it'd just be better for the players and for the fans. I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime, Cal, but it'll happen in our kids' and grandkids' lifetime, which will be good. I think that's just let's make it best for the fans and best for the players. And that's what it's all about. And that's what I try to do in my insurance practice, try to make it the best for the client. That's all I try to do. It's real simple. There's so much to gain and so much knowledge, and there's such a maze when it comes to insurance. You really need someone to help you out. I've been doing it for 30 years, and I could be that guy for you. It's a simple way to get a hold of me. Phone number is 813-966-1052. If you're happy, then great. But if you have any questions or concerns or you're not sure you have the best, why not give me a call and see if I can make it better for you? And again, my number is 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. You can catch me on AM 860 on Sundays from 11 to 12 in the Tampa Bay area doing a sports show, and we have fun with that. You and I have fun talking sports, but, you know, during the day and during the week, my main focus is helping out my clients with their insurance needs. And if you're more of a internet guy, just go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And schedule an appointment with me. We'll meet at the office. You know, we have several offices in Florida. And if you're out of the area, give me a call at that number, 813-966-1052. And we can discuss things, you know, FaceTime or over the phone and see if I can be of help. Kyle, always a pleasure talking with you. God bless you. And have a great night, great day. And I'll talk to you Friday morning, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. Yeah, we'll talk again Friday morning. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, folks, we're coming right back after this. We're going to talk with Brandon Rimes, and he is the consumer QB. And we'll talk with him about real estate and all kinds of other things. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, this is the program, everybody, for news and political talk and the overnights all across America. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course, as we move into this final segment of the morning. Don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We've got a lot of great calls over the course of the show this morning, and we'd love to hear from you, especially if you might have a question for our upcoming guest, Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer quarterback, so we're going to be talking with him in just a moment as soon as I tell you about the great folks over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, because they're bringing, again, this portion of the program to you. From blinds to shades and shutters, they are absolutely the best. They have been around forever, so many people have had great experiences with them, obviously. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to to call for all of your blinds and decor needs. Now, also, you want to visit them at their website. That's dominicsblinds.com. Dominicsblinds.com. It's spelled DominicsBlinds. So that's dominicsblinds.com. Or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And if you're in the Sarasota area, you can stop on by and talk to them in person. 4540 Clark Road, that's the address. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. But check them out, dominicsblinds.com. All right, well, once again, welcome, Brandon Rimes. You are the consumer quarterback. You're here on the program with us, and it's great to talk with you again, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thank you. Likewise. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's been quite a day, and I've been dying to get your take on what's happened, of course, with the ouster of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker.
Yeah, wow. What an interesting 24 hours or so, right? It's an interesting time. I think it's healthy for our country to have some of these folks that are saying, from a Matt Gaetz perspective, saying, hey, we got to start balancing budgets. We got to start holding D.C. accountable. And I think that's what it's all about, is, you know, just holding them accountable and not fueling this uniparty.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be, you know, of course, we've been hearing about, you know, there's a lot of disarray, and that's not wrong. But at the same time, what you're talking about, I think, is really relevant. And that is, some people may look up and say, OK, wait a minute. How do we accomplish these things, or at the very least get on that track? I guess the question is now, can we get on that track?
Yeah, I think we can. I mean, we always have that opportunity, but we've got to hold the politicians accountable, and DC's been in disarray for years. And look at the age of some of these politicians, you know, Biden, McConnell, Pelosi. I mean, both sides, right? And they've been in power for too long. And when you're in power for that long, you have backdoor deals being cut, greed, lobbyists, all these backdoor kickback type deals. And it's time that, we kind of rearrange the power structure in a sense, and we start, you know, doing things for the people. And that's who it's supposed to be for. This government's supposed to be for the people. Right now, if it continues the way it is, they're running a dollar in the ground, and we're at jeopardy of losing our status as world's currency. And I think we've already been downgraded, right? As the dollar has been downgraded.
Well, I know that, like, if I guess you're talking about the credit ratings or things like that, I believe so. And hopefully it would be a stretch to have the dollar actually be taken away, but in terms of the reserve currency. But we do hear these rumblings, of course, that Saudi Arabia might start saying, well, we'll accept something else other than dollars. If that were to truly, really happen on a grand scale, then we'd be in serious trouble.
Oh yeah, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, I believe. There's a lot of them that are, you know, starting to talk about that, and they're trying to put together that kind of a coalition.
The
and
BRICS,
it's dangerous.
Yeah.
The BRICS, yeah, and that's why we need to come back and have some fiscal responsibility, have balanced budgets. And the biggest thing too, I think, here's number one. No more of these omnibuses that have all these different dollars going to different places, and if you don't pass it, you're not getting the budget defense money, defense money, but then it's also fueling green stuff. No, single item bills is what we want.
I agree completely. Hey, Brandon, do we have time? I think we have time to take a quick telephone call, if you like.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Backgammon Bob, you're on the line with Brandon Rimes.
Yeah, just wanted to say one thing. We've got too many bureaucracies, and we needed to jettison some of them, and we have too many responsibilities outside the United States. And if we don't be careful with the debt and stuff, we're going to end up with hyperinflation and stuff. All right, that's it.
All right. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Yeah, what do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely. He's right. And we, you know, the bureaucracy, the deep state, it's too many. There's too many government workers. There's something like 2 million government workers under one bureaucracy. And then you also have this effect of of the dollars that are flowing overseas. I like what Trump said. Look, if you want our dollars, if you want our defense, you're going to buy Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, and Jeep, right? You know, he held them accountable for the monies that we were spending overseas. But, yeah, we've got a wide-open southern border. We've got 40,000 veterans that are homeless in our United States, and we got to focus some of that effort back here at home.
Well, Brandon, I'm glad you mentioned former President Trump, because there's this real estate valuing questions, obviously, that are going on with this bench trial regarding his evaluations of properties and so forth. For example, Mar-a-Lago, now I know that it's probably at least $1 billion. I think that's the technical term.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's actually worth quite a lot, but it would be worth so much more on the market, what someone would pay for it, rather than the assessed value, and that would go for any property, correct?
Yeah, exactly. If there's an actual opportunity to purchase that estate and to value it, I think they valued it at like $18 million. That is unbelievably, ridiculously low. And,
right.
And they're, you know, but it just continues to show the discrepancy and the lies and misrepresentations of the left and these radical prosecutors. And at the same time, they're allowing rapists and murderers and carjackers and shoplifters, all these people, to get off without charges and cashless bail and all that. It's absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And what they're trying to do is usher in a police state. They want to make all the decisions out of D.C. and have one governing body, essentially, where it's going to be a police state. And they're going to be able to, have control over everything.
Well, you talked about the cashless bail. That's right. That just went into effect in Los Angeles County. You've got about 12 cities in L.A. County suing about this, the idea that, just won't have any bail. You get caught and no bail at all. I mean, nobody likes this idea, except, I think, people on the far left. But at some point, you know, even they've got to, if they have any kind of perspective at all, they got to realize that this isn't working.
Yeah, everything the left touches, they ruin. And I love how Dennis Prager so eloquently says that on his program and Prager University videos. It's just, you know, they like chaos. They want chaos. They don't want any type of normal Western structure. For example, the nuclear family, a father and a mother, right? Or even something as simple as sex, right? Male and female. No, they got to come up with all these pronouns, all these different variations. See, anything they touch, they try to destroy, and it's Marxism, and of course, it's also globalist as well. So we've got to fight back and push back as we've never done before.
Well, Brandon, how do people find you? Of course, because you are the consumer quarterback as well.
Yep, consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com is my website, like consumer QB, like quarterback. And we help a lot of people with real estate also. I'm also known as the real estate quarterback here in Tampa Bay. So any real estate questions, you can call us at 813-917-1894. And you can call or text that line at 813-917-1894.
Excellent. Brandon Rhymes, thank you so much, and we'll be talking with you again next week.
Appreciate it, Kyle. Thanks a lot, man. Take care.
Take care. All right, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. Always great to talk with Brandon. And, folks, it's been a great show this morning, and I want to thank all of the callers. And, of course, I want to say thanks to everybody who took the time to dial in or send us a message. And, by the way, I got a nice message from James. It was a direct message, and I wanted to say thank you so much, James, for those kind words. They really mean the world to me. And, folks, I also want to say thank you to Joe Weaver for producing. Thanks to everybody at AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. Thanks to everybody at GCN Network. Now go out there, make it a great day, and stay tuned to this great radio station for more great talk. We'll see you tomorrow.
Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.